This is Laura Dierda with the Becker's Ambulatory Surgery Center's podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Taylor Serra, COO of the Orthopedic Surgery Center in Youngstown, Ohio. Taylor, it's a pleasure to have you on the podcast today.
Thanks, Laura. Thanks for having me, and I'm glad I can be here doing this.
Now, before we jump into the questions, could you please tell us a little bit more about yourself and your background?
Sure. I've been at the Orthopedic Surgery Center for about 7 years. I'm a native of Youngstown, Ohio, where our surgery center is located. I've spent most of my time over these past 7 years developing and implementing our leadership's vision. This includes physician growth, expansion of service lines, primarily our musculoskeletal care service line, and then oversight of our new state-of-the-art ASC that opened in 2020.
Oh, fantastic. Wow. So you had a surgery center open in 2020, and what a year for that, I'm sure, with the pandemic.
Yeah, it was challenging to keep things on time and of course, on budget, throwing in, you know, the challenges from the pandemic. I think strictly from a building standpoint, we were done in operating pre-pandemic, but obviously had to make, you know, pretty rapid changes and adjustments as the onset of the pandemic came in early 2020. Overall, a very productive and successful year.
Fantastic. I think my first question here is, what are your top three plans for the Orthopedic Surgery Center in 2021?
So top three, revenue cycle management, potential expansion of our physical plan in addition of ORs. And then the third, which I'll probably spend the most time here discussing with you today, is prioritization of our culture. So first, revenue cycle management. You know, I think making sure our team has the resources needed to manage our revenue cycle. You know, in 2021, we've seen some significant changes, you know, from insurance companies and how our revenue cycle is flowing. So I think being able to change and implement, you know, new processes that allow us to adapt to some of the changes that we're seeing in the environment, that hopefully allows us to maintain a clean and efficient revenue cycle process as we go through the year, I think is very important. You know, seems early on, like I said, we just opened at the beginning of 2020, but we've done a very good job in recruiting physicians, expanding service lines. And as CMS continues to change and potentially steer volume towards the outpatient ASC setting, specifically allowing more procedures to be done in an ASC setting, total knees came in 2020, total hips came in 2021. And, you know, if CMS puts total shoulder arthroplasty on the ASC fee schedule, that will continue to further expand and grow our orthopedic service line to where, in order to maintain efficiency, we are considering, expanding our operating rooms. And third is, as I mentioned, continue to prioritize our culture. I think, you know, what we've seen in 2020 with the pandemic has you know, raised the awareness in a couple of different areas that I'll note here. And I think, you know, the first is what I want to call, you know, optimism and confidence. I think second is staff recognition. Third is communicating. And fourth would be engaging staff. And I'd like to go into more detail on, you know, my thoughts on those, you know, those four areas within our culture here. So, you know, I think, again, what we've all experienced in 2020, I think from a leadership standpoint, you know, it's very important to continue to instill optimism and positivity in our environment, in our culture. And I think it's twofold. I think there's an optimistic approach to how, you know, leaders should communicate and handle staff. But I think what we've seen this past year is there's a reality too. So I think it's understanding and being aware of there is some uncertainty. There's going to be, unfortunately, some negativity. And I think as leaders, we need to continue to communicate, you know, positivity, but also understand that there may not be clear-cut answers. And that's just the reality that we're living in today as leaders. So I think it's very important for us to understand that, so that we're able to deliver the best clear messages possible to our teams. Second, I think recognition has, you know, staff recognition has become more important than ever. Both staff recognition, frontline worker recognition, and, you know, recognition of our physicians who are working so diligently and so hard. And I think it's important to point out the dedication and commitment to, you know, all of these healthcare practitioners and frontline workers providing excellent care continuously in a time of uncertainty and some days, you know, what appears to be, you know, a lot of hopelessness. So, you know, again, I think it, for leaders, the recognition piece has become even more important. And I think the way that we can do that is through communication. I think when you read about, you know, great leadership or have conversations with colleagues in similar roles, I think, you know, effective communication is always something that comes up. And while I think a lot of leaders probably think they do a pretty good job with communication, or that's kind of on the top of their list of how they want to develop a culture, I think, again, 2020 has raised that awareness even more of how important it is for leaders to become, you know, better communicators. And I think, you know, one thing that we did as a leadership group in 2020 was to increase the frequency of ways to communicate. And I think, you know, more so than ever, we've realized, you know, the innovative tools that could be used to do this during the pandemic, because obviously we met less in person and less in groups and in tight, you know, spaces to maintain social distancing. So, you know, we've used obviously virtual means of communicating. And I think that technology allows you to do that more frequently and even quicker to be more efficient and save time, but also deliver an effective message. And I think, you know, simply sending a text message to, you know, staff at the end of a day, an individual or a group of staff, has proved to be effective. The pandemic has caused, you know, I mentioned we had a very successful year from a healthcare business perspective, added service lines. We took care of a lot of individuals in our community with the service lines that we offer. And I think our staff has worked extremely hard, you know, add in the pandemic, and our staff and our employees have worked through, you know, very uncharacteristic weeks and months. So, you know, finding ways again to repeatedly communicate with them and be visible to them as a leader, whether it's in person or virtually, or again, through a text message, I think the result of that increases productivity and instills, you know, a lot more confidence in staff. They're aware of, you know, what is going on, changes that are being made, and of course, most importantly, what, you know, why they are being made. And so the last piece is, you know, kind of goes off of decisions that are being made and why they're being made, and that's engaging staff. I think that the status quo of our organizational processes were definitely challenged and are being challenged during this pandemic. So I think engaging staff, getting their ideas, finding ways to use their ideas to implement new and updated processes has been very successful for us. And I think, you know, again, that results in improved productivity in engaging and empowering our frontline workers by, you know, taking their ideas that work and implementing it into our new processes.
That's a great point, Taylor. Thank you so much for going through those three top plans, whether it's the revenue cycle management aspect of it or expanding your physical surgery center, which, you know, it bodes well for the business, and then prioritizing your culture and really making sure employees and physicians know and understand how much you appreciate them and have clear direction, even though there is lots of uncertainty in operations today, I know, with the pandemic. Now, I wanted to move on and ask you as well, what are three things that are keeping you up at night?
Well, good question. And there's definitely quite a few of them. I think we'll limit it here to three. And, you know, simply those three areas are recruitment, both staff and physician recruitment. I think the second would be, you know, payer contracts and insurance company practices. And then third is we don't have all the answers. You know, leaders, we don't have all the answers. Again, 2020 was challenging with the pandemic and rules and regulations changing, daily. I think first we have to take a step back and realize we don't have the answers. You know, I'll go back to physician, you know, I'll go back to all three of these and give a little bit more detail. Physician recruitment, I think, you know, as acquisitions continue to increase, competition for surgeon definitely presents a challenge for us. The trend of hospital employment is not going to go away for our physicians. However, you know, over the past 4 years, we've had success in bringing, you know, four new orthopedic surgeons into our ASC. And we've also added some additional service lines in plastic and reconstructive surgery, eye surgery, and some women's health services to our center. So, you know, I think, you know, if we take a step back and look at our five-year plan, look at our five-year vision, we've had, you know, pretty great success in the, you know, physician and staff recruitment area. But I think, you know, it's changing daily, and I think it's going to be, continue to be a priority for us and a challenge that we have to overcome. Physician contracts and you know, insurance company relations, I think continued conversation with your, you know, local contract managers or contract vice presidents in the area is crucial. I think, you know, a lot of times, you know, you don't necessarily agree on things, but I think it's important to have a constant, you know, constant communication, constantly reviewing each other's environment in its own market is, in my opinion, you know, extremely important. You know, we've already seen some new trends, new rules from insurance companies, specifically regarding pre-authorization in orthopedics. You know, it has caused some issues in our flows and our processes. So I think continuously having those conversations and understanding things that are coming down the pipeline that are going to affect our internal, you know, processes is extremely important to understand and know. Third is, as I mentioned, we don't have all the answers. And I think it's important for leaders to understand this. I think it's important for leaders to surround themselves with, you know, a small group of the right people that assist them and helping them work through some of these, issues. So, you know, I think one of the benefits of being a privately owned physician ASC is that, you know, we're able to make changes quick and adapt very quickly. During the pandemic, you know, on a micro level, we've had to go even faster. Time has been spent from our leadership group, from myself on, you know, things that we don't, you know, normally necessarily spend time on. So I think it's been even more important for us to, or for myself to surround, myself around people who are effective, who can help. And we've done that. And I think we've been able to see the success through, 2020, and hopefully we can continue that, you know, moving forward in 2021 and so on. So, you know, not only are we finding ourselves having to move at an even faster pace, the more challenging part to that, you know, keeps me up at night is the ambiguity that has entered this, you know, our operational strategy being pretty detailed and now not having a lot of the answers has been a challenge. And even more so not being able to provide, colleagues and team members, detailed answers has been bothersome. So, I think we've done well. I think there's area for improvement, and I think, you know, continued conversation and being able to consistently provide a clear message to staff, to physicians, is something that is going to be important, and actually something that was in, you know, my top three plans for, you know, 2021.
Got it. Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense and really hones in on some of the anxieties in particular that I'm sure a lot of ASC leaders and business leaders across the country are feeling. I think when you were talking about recruitment of both staff and physicians, you made some excellent points on how the trends are going with consolidation, but also, you know, there is opportunities for some physicians out there who don't want to be employed by the hospital to join the surgery center. And then the payer contracts, as well as being able to have, you know, smart people around you, but also knowing that you don't have all the answers and being clear in communications on that seems like it's a really important thing for leaders to know and think about. Taylors, thank you so much for this fascinating discussion today. I really appreciate you being here, and I look forward to connecting with you again in the future.
Thank you, Laura. I appreciate it.